Good day, friends. I want to try to tell you how good it is to come into your family circle each week at this time. I trust you're a regular listener to this broadcast, brought to you by your friend and neighbors of the Church of Christ. And I do want to say, as we come to the final broadcast in this short series that we have entitled Word Study, we have the outlines available, and if you'd like them without cost or obligation, address a card or letter to the congregation that's bringing you this broadcast. You can either send it to the church location, or you can send it directly at the radio station. But let them know that it's the Church of Christ broadcast. Let them know what you're especially interested in. If we get that material, we'll be glad to send it on to you as soon as we possibly can without cost or obligation. In the final message in this current series, I want to take a word that I find in the 11th chapter of Hebrews. And if you're wanting to follow us on the broadcast, simply turn to that 11th chapter and keep in mind as you do that we are your friends and we trust you want to be our friends. But here's what it says in Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. This implies that faith is that which stands under the entire Christian life. And I want to take time as we come to this very interesting word that certainly is principal in God's Word to simply define the word faith or the word belief as it appears time and time again in the New Testament. You'll find that there are three component parts that go into faith: belief, trust and love, and obedience. These have to all come together for it to be a Bible faith. Now, the devils believe and tremble, but we're aware of the fact they do not love God, they're not willing to trust God, and they're not willing to obey Him. So the devil only hits us on one point, understanding that there is a God, and he doesn't even want to accept that, but he has to accept it because it's before him at all times. He's in opposition to God, doing everything he can to hurt God by trying to lure his children away from God and trying to deter those who want to come to the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. But with the ideas in mind of belief, trust, and love, along with obedience, as making Bible faith, let's just simply see what enters into the picture. Now, the first thing that has to be considered is that a person obeys the gospel of Christ. I was looking at the story of the Philippian jailer the other day in that famous 16th chapter of Acts, and when he asked Paul what he must do to be saved, Paul and Silas, you remember they told him to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. You find that in the 16th chapter of Acts. To some people, this implies the statement with the mouth. But in the Bible, it implies more than what we say with our mouth. It also implies what we do in our life. To love, to trust, to believe, and to obey implies not alone words, but it also implies action. So the man did believe on the Lord Jesus Christ before the whole thing was over, but he wouldn't have known what to believe about Jesus Christ or even who he was if he hadn't heard the gospel preached. So from the 10th chapter of Romans in verse 17, it says, so then faith cometh by hearing, hearing the word of God. So the whole thing is based upon faith. Whatever a person does to become a Christian, and there is one way that has been defined by Jesus, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me, as he said in John 14:6. So we understand that all these matters are linked together with faith. Putting together the composite picture, as we have before on this broadcast, of what a person does to become a Christian, there are five things that must fall into their proper category: a hearing, a belief, a repentance, a confession of faith that Christ is the Son of God, and a baptism, immersion in water in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Now, these are all linked together with faith. You see, if a person didn't have faith, he wouldn't do this. Of course, he hears to receive faith, but he wouldn't turn from his sins if he didn't believe. He surely wouldn't announce sincerely with his mouth that he believed that Christ was the Son of God if he didn't really believe it. And who would be baptized unless they believed that Christ was the Son of God and truly wanted to be immersed for the remission of their sins? I am sure that if baptism is anything shorter of that, it does simply become a church ordinance, but not so in the Scripture. But then let's think of the Christian life. I read that Scripture the other day in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7, where Paul told the Corinthians to walk by faith and not by sight. Now the same rule applies. If we're going to walk by faith, we're going to make constant progress in our Christian life daily. We're not going to walk by sight, not going to walk by the ways of the world, but we're going to walk by the way that the Lord has defined. Now, this would have to do with our worship of God. I've told congregations in church buildings, especially on Lord's Day morning when we've had the Lord's Supper, that everything in that service is linked together with faith. You see, why would we sing, "Oh, how I love Jesus," unless we really believe that we did love Jesus? Now, I think some people could probably do this and not be sincere, but we're not going to judge their heart. The Lord's Supper, the bread, the fruit of the vine, taking our minds back to the death of Christ on the cross. This is a matter of faith. It looks ridiculous. It looks far-fetched unless you have faith in the picture. Our giving as we've been prospered. That's a matter of faith. Our singing, our prayer, our exhortation. And then when you go out of the church building, what do you find on the street of life? You find the necessity to walk there by faith. Paul, in this famous 11th chapter of Hebrews that I like to call the Spiritual Hall of Fame, which indicates to us some of the great sterling characters of the Old Testament, and it spills on over into the New Testament, who had faith and who walked by faith, are outstanding. Let's take a look at a few of them. In verse 4 of Hebrews 11, he says, "By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain." Now this was a picture of faith in worship. Faith came by hearing the word of God, so I know that both Cain and Abel, for they both offered sacrifices, knew that God wanted a sacrifice. He must have told them. But you see, Abel's sacrifice was more acceptable because he offered it by faith, and he offered in complete obedience. Listen to the complete score here when he says, "By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous." He did the right thing. "God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh." How many times is a reference made to Cain and Abel? It was a tragedy. But the interesting thing about it is that the thing that made the difference was that Abel offered his sacrifice by faith. And then later in the chapter, he gives us a good picture of life itself, walking by faith and not by sight. Listen to the story of Noah. Verse 7. "By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear." That was in his life. He wanted to please God. He respected God. What did he do? "He prepared an ark for the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith." His whole life was an example of righteousness. In the midst of all the sin that's recorded there in that sixth chapter of Genesis, when God looked down from his lofty perch in heaven and saw that every imagination and every thought of man's heart was evil continually, it was distasteful to God. He said, "I've repented that I've made man. I'm going to take him off of the face of the earth." But the wonderful refreshment that came at that dark hour, that sad hour, was that Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. And I don't care how deep the sin is about you in your living, if you walk by faith that comes from this word of God, then you see you can be a shining light. You can meet with God's favor, and that's important. Then I thought of the great service that we perform with our hands for God and for our fellow man, with our heart, with our sincere desire from our life to serve. Listen to Abraham in verse 8. "By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should have to receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing whether he went." You see, Abraham served God, and much like Abel and Noah, Abraham in his life followed God. We hear a lot of people talking about lifestyle today. And even though perhaps this isn't true in every aspect, when you hear the word lifestyle, it indicates to me in the lives of some people it's going to be loose. It's a loose lifestyle. But if you were to apply a lifestyle to any one of these characters, you find that it met with the standard of God. Now, what's wrong with that? The world that God made can be a blessing to us. Our lives can come up before him as a sweet-smelling savor, like we told you on the broadcast last time, and we can walk by faith instead of by sight. You know, if our life is full of faith, then we'll be faithful to the Lord, and we have some wonderful scriptures that indicate the reward for those who are faithful to the Lord. Supposing as we talk to you today that you are a Christian, and you begin to examine your life and you say, I must walk by faith, I want to walk that way, and you continue on throughout the days of your life. Revelation 2 and 10 offers you a hope when it says, those who do his commandments will have right to the tree of life. Blessed are they that do his commandments. That's brought out very faithfully in both Revelation 2 and 10 and Revelation 22, 14. Back to Revelation 2 and 10, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Revelation 22, 14, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and enter through the gates into the city. So it is a believing with our heart, it's a doing with our life, that we actually walk in this life by faith and not by human sight. Well, we could talk for a long time on this subject of how important it is that our life be a faithful life. But I want to say, this being the final broadcast in this series, we hope to be back with another broadcast next week. But I want to thank the brethren who have made this series possible on this station. I want to thank the station for their cooperation. That certainly is good. And we want to simply say that we're thankful to have you listening to this broadcast and feeling that you're definitely a part of it. Now, if you have questions or comments, feel free to send them in. And do make it a point to come with your Bible and your entire family to the services of the congregation that brings you this broadcast. I'm sure it's not far from your home community. You can listen now for the time of services. And also, tell friends and neighbors about this broadcast. You know, that's the best way we have of reaching out and touching new homes and hearts, is by you personally telling people that we're on the air, sounding forth the gospel. So it's been good to be with you. May God bless you during this week. Be back with us next week. And as we go along together, let's walk by faith and not by sight.